Kaleidoscope. Welcome, this is Kathleen and Pearl. Father, we thank you and praise you. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. Just came out of time of corporate prayer, and we're feeling the weariness, we're feeling the oppression, we're contending in prayer to take the spiritual battle to the gates of heaven, that the Lord's kingdom will come, that his will be done, as we see all these things that were prophesied about in Matthew 24 and Luke 21, wars and rumors of wars, and in Revelation where it talks about the four horsemen of the apocalypse and all the saber rattling and financial rattling, the gold and silver is being shaken. And everything that can be shaken, you get weary. We get burnt out. We get tired out. We get mentally stressed out. And we disconnect. And we, you know, become weary. And the Lord knows that we're weak. We're weak. And we need to praise him and strengthen ourselves in him, that the glory, that the heavens now, there are signs in the heavens. The heavens declare the glory of God. In Joel 2, it says, in that day, there will be signs in the heaven. And the heavens are proclaiming the glory of God. We are praying for a call to the repentance for the whole earth, that the Holy Spirit would be poured out, that the Holy Spirit would be poured out with conviction of sin, righteousness, and the coming judgment, and that before the great and terrible day of the Lord, that the trumpet is being blown in Zion and sounding an alarm in my holy mountain, that all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. For it is at hand, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness like the morning clouds spread over the mountains. Okay, but before this day, there's a call to repentance. Now, therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all of your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. So rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. And he relents from doing harm. Who knows if he will turn and relent and leave a blessing behind. And a grain offering, a drink offering for the Lord your God. Okay? And in that day, it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. And the sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon into blood, before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. So the Lord says, stay. When you see all these signs coming and in the heavens and all around you, stand. For your salvation is drawing near. Stand, for your deliverance is coming at hand. Stand, for the Lord is coming. Maranatha. And for those who are weary and faint, he gives strength. Praise God. Strengthen your heart in the Lord. Strengthen your heart in God. Psalm 9. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. Here's what the Lord's getting ready to do. I will tell of all your marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. When my enemies turn back, they shall fall and perish at your presence. For you have maintained my right and my cause. You sat on the throne, judging in righteousness. You have rebuked the nations. You have destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. Oh, enemy destructions are finished forever. And you have destroyed cities. Even their memory has perished. But the Lord shall endure forever. He has prepared his throne for judgment. He shall judge the world in righteousness. And he shall administer judgment for the peoples in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed. A refuge in time of trouble. And those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Sing praises to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Declare his deeds among the people. When he avenges blood, he remembers them. He does not forget the cry of the humble. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Consider my trouble from those who hate me. You who lift me up from the gates of death, that I may tell of all your praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in your salvation. The nations have sunk down in the pit which they made, in the net which they hid. Their own foot is caught. The Lord knows, is known by the judgment he executes. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Selah. Meditate on this. You see, the nets that they lay, their foot gets snared in. And the works of their own hand, the wicked's, they become snared by. The wicked shall be turned into hell. And all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, and the expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord. Do not let men prevail. Let the nations be judged in your sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Now this is a 9/11, 911, help, God. We remember who you are. That was Psalm 9, Psalm 11. In the Lord I put my trust. How can you say to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For look, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow on the string that they may shoot secretly at the upright in heart. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids test the sons of men. The Lord tests the righteous, but the wicked and the one who loves violence, his soul hates. Upon the wicked he will rain coals, fire and brimstone, and a burning wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. His countenance beholds the upright. So what is our posture? We see, okay, we need the eyes of heaven. We need anointed eyes. We need to have eyes up so we can see what the Lord sees as his eyes search to and fro over the whole earth, searching and looking for those that he can show himself strong on their behalf. He's the watcher. We're the watchman. He's the one that sees. He calls the council of the nations to naught, and he judges each person according to their heart. Psalm 90, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn man to destruction. And say, return, O children of men, for 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday, when it is past, and like a watch in the night, you carry them away like a flood. They are like a sleep. In the morning, they are like grass, which grows up. In the morning, it flourishes and grows up. In the evening, it is cut down and withers. For we have been consumed by your anger, by your wrath. We are terrified. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. For all our days have passed away in your wrath. We finish our years like a sigh. The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength, they are 80 years. Yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? For as the fear of you, so is your wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long, and have compassion on your servants. O satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us, the years in which we have seen evil. Let your work appear to your servants, and your glory to their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the works of our hands for us. Yes, establish the works of our hands. And even as the horsemen ride of the apocalypse, and even as this is bow, which means to go out, this is the time where the last three plagues are being read, and the children of Israel are preparing to be let go of the Egyptian system, the world, slavery, you know, we're slaving, everything we work for has to go to building the pyramids, you know, and all these Egyptian idols, and all these occultists, you know, high priests in the temples, you know, the Egyptian hierarchical, you know, Osiris, blah, 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 Babylon mystery. Let my people go, says the Lord. Let my people go that they might serve me and worship me. And did not, says in Romans, God hardened Pharaoh's heart that he might show his glory. Ooh, and the glory of the Lord, that's a whole study in itself. And that in order to be delivered from Egypt, they had to do it God's way and come to the altar of the blood sacrifice of the Passover lamb. They had to repent of their sins and go through the one and only door of blood. The blood of the lamb was put on the lintels of the doorposts, and that was the only way for their salvation and deliverance to come out, to let God's people go that they might serve him. Not an institutional church, not a structure, not an enslaving system where everything that you have goes to catering to the world, the flesh, and the devil. Who are you serving? You cannot serve God and serve mammon. You either love one or hate the other. So who are you serving? You got to serve somebody. And the nations are the Lord, and all that is in it, everything that is in the earth and all that it contains is the Lord's. And the fullness thereof belongs to him and not to another. That's what makes him God, Lord, creator of the universe. And through the door, Yeshua, I am the way, the truth, and the light. I am the door. No man can enter in. I'm the sheep gate. You can't. If anybody comes in another way, they're a thief and a hireling. The thief and the robber, they come to steal, kill, and destroy. There's only one way. Jesus is his name. Yeshua is the Hebrew name. HaMashiach, son of David, king of David, king of kings, and Lord of lords, prince of peace, Lord God Almighty, counselor. There's only one name given under heaven by which men might be saved. At the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord under the earth, on the earth, and in the heavens, to the glory of our God. Therefore, untold millions are still untold. Untold millions are outside the fold. Who will tell them of Jesus' love and the heavenly mansions awaiting above? Here we have the conflict of the ages that was finished 2,000 years ago on the cross. Now the laborers are being sent out. Now the messengers, the gospels being preached to the ends of the earth as a testimony to all nations, and then the end shall come. So be faithful, be vigilant, because we're in a collide. We get the vision, we see the scope, the perspective of eternity, that this kingdom of shall be preached to all peoples, the kingdom of heaven, and then the collision between the colliding of visions, the collision, the kaleidoscope, all the little tiny pieces of glass in the pictures and the puzzles will fall into place as a conflict, the collision of the ages between the powers of light and the powers of darkness will rise up. Just as it says, I saw myself standing at the shrine of the book, and there was the dome. It's like a dome that goes on a clay pot, an ancient clay pot that kept the ancient scrolls, the sacred scrolls in it. And next to it was a big black, highly polished, rectangular granite monolith. And it symbolizes artistically the war scroll between the sons of light and the sons of darkness. It is a spiritual conflict. There's this monolith of the powers of darkness versus those of the word, the people of the book, of the way, of the covenant. And the conflict that is ramping up as the ages are passing, as the end of the age, the end of the eon is right ahead of us. All right, let's unroll the scroll and see what the spiritual battle plan is today. Psalm 35, Jeremiah 35, Ezekiel 35, 888. That is the name of Jesus, Yeshua, the tetragram, comes out to 888. Plead my cause, O Lord, with those who strive with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Also draw out the spear and stop those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Let those be put to shame who brought to dishonor, who seek after my life. Let those be turned back and brought to confusion, who plot my hurt. Let them be like chaff before the wind. And let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery. And let the angel of the Lord pursue them. For without cause they have hidden their net for me in a pit, which they have dug without cause for my life. Let destruction come upon him unexpectedly. And let his net that he has hidden catch himself. Here we are back to the net that the wicked have laid. Into that very destruction, let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like you? Delivering the poor from him who is too strong for him. Who is, yes, the poor and the needy from him who plunders him. Fierce witnesses rise up. They ask me things that I do not know. They reward me evil for good, to the sorrow of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled myself with fasting, and my prayer would return to my own heart. I paced about as though he were my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one who mourns for his mother. But in my adversity, they rejoiced.